We're going to do something a little different. I don't know whether everybody's heard it or not, but instead of having a regular boys' lesson, we're going to have kind of have some singing lessons for a little while for the young people. The purpose of this is a couple of different things. One is to teach and learn, so you can teach and learn the fundamentals of singing. But the most important part is participation, that everyone be involved and sing joyfully. Don't worry so much about perfection, but enthusiasm would be a better a goal than the perfection. We want to sing correctly as best as possible, but we want you to learn to love to sing and be enthusiastic about it. And so that's the real goal. So we don't want to get bogged down in all kinds of little quarter notes and all that, or eighth notes and way down in there. And we want you to learn how to sing together in harmony and participate together. And you can use that for whatever we do in whatever aspect of life. Maybe you don't like it quite as well. Jump in and be together and participate, even just because the group's doing it, and you'll learn to like it. So don't just sit back and think you're too cool to be off note, or you're just not the best singer. Don't worry about that. If you can't sing good, sing loud. You've heard that before. And we're not going to condemn anybody or criticize anyone for being too enthusiastic. So just do your part. So we're going to have all the girls and boys. We'll have the girls stand on one side and the boys on the other. And probably seven.
Actually, I'd like to have the young men all in the back.
Okay.
And the ladies in front.
Okay.
That'll be fine. Yeah,
and we'll have, Marcus has got a couple of songs, but if you have one you would like to, you can kind of work on that. However, we probably still will have some duty for the boys. So after we do the singing, the boys will still do their thing, or whatever's required. And we'll still have the same list, so each father will, or each man will still have a responsibility for the boys each week. So, all right, well,
what age?
Seven and up.
Seven and up.
Yeah. We'll just end, and if you're, basically, enthusiasm is, if you're up there and you're 8 or 9 or 10 and you're not doing nothing, you may just have to sit back down for a while. And if you, if you're a little younger and all excited and ready to sing out, we'll put you up there. It's not just an age. We want you to be involved. So, all right.
All right. Like Brother David said, these are singing lessons. And we mentioned we're having you in a group like this so that you can practice your skills in singing with a group and starting together and ending together. And your neighbor, if your neighbor sings better than you do, you follow your neighbor. And don't always keep your eyes glued to the paper, although you have to look at the paper quite a bit. You have to look at the song. You have to be able to read the words and the notes. And you're going to learn to read the notes if you don't know them yet. But try to keep glancing up at the leader. I'm going to show to you when to begin. And it's going to be real easy. We're not going to get into many details this morning. We're just going to sing a little bit, talk a little bit about it. We're going to start with Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. And what we want to do is attention to the words, know your first word, what it is, and you're going to look up up at me, and I'm going to give you the go-ahead when to start. I have a pitch pipe here. We need to get the right pitch. And this song starts in the key of G. It's in the key of G. And we're going to learn a little bit about notes as well. It starts on a Mi. You see that diamond there, that upper top note? It's kind of like a diamond. That's a Mi. So we're going to go Do, Mi, something like that. But I'm going to give you the pitch. We're going to start together, and we're going to sing. And look what it says. Let's pay attention to what it says here. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. If you just look really close while we're singing, and as we learn to sing better and better, you'll see some hearts unfold. And that's good, like a flower. We want to open ourselves up and just sing. We're just going to do it. Ready? I'm going to do that one more time, and I'm not going to help you. I want you to take this same pitch that I'm given and just hum it exactly how you hear it. I'm not going to help you this time. Just do that. Perfect. I'm going to do it again. Ready? Now I'm going to do a breathing beat for you. My hand is right here, and I'm going to go. That's when you're to get your breath, so that you can help me say that first word right away. Now, we're not going to just yell it, that it would make a baby cry or something like that. But we're going to do it together. We're going to do it with some spunk. We're going to really go for it.
Feel and for his spell and then
You might as well just turn the paper over and sing Jesus, Thou Mighty Lord.
Open your mouth when you sing. Real life. Just open your mouth.
And no chewing gums allowed. And if you have your teeth brushed, you don't have to worry about your neighbors smelling it. You just open it, give it. D.
Because you all have your little desk in front of you, but it's so big. So we need to make this a little smaller. We're just going to keep adding the songs we're working on, okay? Just keep adding them in there. We're going to do it. We're going to get better. And we're going to start together, and we're going to end together, and we're going to keep up the same tempo. Tempo means the same speed. And you've done great. I'm excited about this. You can go back now. We'll get ready for next week, Lord willing. Boys, you'll one by one come up here and give your prepared assignment.
I didn't get the assignment. I didn't know he was going to do it this morning. And a lot of the other boys didn't either. But
well, I just skipped it.
I did.
What was it?
I'm not quite sure what it was.
It was about forgetfulness.
Good job, Randall.
Okay, well, it just goes back.
back in the line to think about it. So
a while back, I was burning trash, or I was going to burn the trash, and I took all the trash down. It was kind of windy, and I think the wind was blowing in the wrong direction, and I asked my dad if I should light it, and he said no. And I thought about it like that he said no, but then for some reason, I don't know, I got thinking about other things, and I went there, saw all the trash needing burnt, so I lit it, and right after it got out of control, I remembered that he said no. So I was like, wow, you know, we gotta watch, because we can forget things pretty easily.
Sometimes, recently, I'll be going through town, and Daddy says stop and get something. And then at the turnoff, I'm just thinking about something else and miss it. But I'm trying to think about what he said and try to not just be thinking about other things. Instead of, like, focus on what you're going to be doing.
Last Sunday, I had resolved to get my boys' lesson done, like, at the beginning of the week, like Monday or something. But the week was, like, so full that I forgot about it until the very end.
That only was a list of what he wants done through the week. And most of the time we get a lot of it done. Sometimes we don't. We just forget about it. That there's some things he wants done specifically, and he tells us how to do it, and we just are thinking about something else, or in the middle of doing something, and we just kind of forget what he was trying to tell us how to do it, and we do it our way, and it's either wrong or just mess something up.
Sometimes my dad tells me a few different things to do, and I just do a few of them, but then I forget the rest. I need to work on it. Remembering them all and just writing a list in my mind.
I was supposed to do my dishes, but I forgot, and I went off to get in, and when I came back in, I didn't.
Earlier this week, I told myself on the camping trip, I'm going to be nice and think about others, and it's easy to forget sometimes, but I need to remember that.
I've forgot the boys' lesson several times, and I've had to call a friend to ask them what they wrote it down, and I need to remember to write it down or just start remembering it.
Sometimes I know I should mow the lawn or pick up sticks or something, I'm planning on doing it, then I get caught up in something else and forget about it. And doesn't get done. I need to work on that.
I need to be better at remembering things in general, whether it's somebody that told me something or the Sunday school assignment. Sometimes I forget. A lot of the times I write it down, but sometimes I forget and have to ask, or just something somebody told me or something I need to be done. So I just need to be better remembering.
In the shop, doing jobs, sometimes we put on a part on the vehicle, and I forget to put it on the bill right away, and then it ends up not being billed out. So what we've been doing is whenever that happens, I pay for whatever it was. Normally it's not too big, but that helps me to remember.
Sometimes I'm told to do something, and I think I can quick finish something else first, and then I forget.
I remember something David told me once. I used to have several lawns to mow, just a couple, and a few things to do throughout the week. And I would just forget to do these things. And I asked David one time, how do you remember, to do your responsibilities? And he said, well, it's just a state of mind of being responsible, and you just get better at it. And I remember another thing David told me once is, boy, I forgot more of that than you know. And I was thinking about how, well, that stuck with me, because I think I just admired that statement, and of course the one who said that, because sometimes in life we might forget how to do something, like, you know, if it's a certain job or something that you can just have knowledge in your head, but you don't, but the wisdom that you have always stays with you. And I think that's what we're shooting for, is to gain wisdom, and we can learn that from people who have gone through things in life and learned lessons. And another thing I thought was, and I don't know if it's in the Psalms or where it is, but it says, "Thy word is a light unto my path." And I thought about how we've got to be on the path first, you know, for His word to be a light on that path. So if we're not already doing what we should be doing, listening to our parents, and being kind to one another, and being good workers, then His word can't shine in our lives and give us more direction. And I also thought about how it's a path. You know, it's one step at a time, and sometimes we won't understand. Like, for reading the Bible or whatever, there's a lot of things we don't understand. But if we don't do the simple thing, we'll never understand the more complicated things. So, Lord bless you all.